Hello and welcome to A Mexican Crossing Lines. This is your host, Cindy Gomez-Shemp, and Duke Gomez-Shemp. He's just sitting here next to me quietly. You're listening to 88.1 KPPPLP, Fargo-Moorhead, where we are adding local color to your airwaves. We're also broadcasting online through Shoutcast, so you can go to kpppfm.com and click on the Listen Live link there. And today, we are talking about a Trump presidency. Last night, people stayed up pretty late. I think that it's safe to say that one thing we can all agree with after last night's election is that the day after Election Day should be a federal holiday. I mean, right? It should just be like a day off that none of us have to go and do anything, because it is very difficult adulting today after what we saw last night. I'm reading some of the comments from people on Facebook about the election. There was so many, and I know people are still reeling from what happened. But here you go. For all you racist, misogynistic, xenophobic, uninformed expletives, congratulations. You are the majority. I will move elsewhere if the totals pan out. I am currently picking my favorite country that Trump will not invade and or bomb. What the F is wrong with you? So that was one. Okay, here's another one. I can't believe this is actually happening. If I wake up and Trump is president, the first thing I'm going to do is checking for flights to Vietnam or Cambodia. At least I can afford to go to a doctor, to be a doctor at a hospital there. I will leave my home country to seek employment and a better prospect in a third world country. I guess that's will make me an immigrant, but it's cool. I won't be discriminated against, even though I know a local could easily do my job because I have white skin. Yep. And you know what? You could still be discriminated in another country, especially third world countries, because America has always done that to third world countries. Why do you think all of the people from Mexico and Central America are moving here? Because we have destroyed their countries. Why do you believe that there's so many refugees from other countries? We bombed those countries. We gave other people weapons to bomb those countries. That's why they're moving here. Someone else says, Van Jones was right. Never underestimate Trumpzilla. Bush and Nixon never warned us against just how much worse they'd be. This one gave us warnings. Yep, he did. And we didn't heed them. Someone else said, need more wine right now. Yep, a lot of people felt that way. I can't concentrate. Too tensed. Mm-hmm. Feeling the pain there as well. Someone else said, my country and their values make me pretty sick. Hoping this isn't reality. A lot of people in denial. I was really surprised by that. And the state from which a man recently felt the need to email me to call me an Asian expletive voted for Trump. This is unacceptable. Setting an example of treating people of color, women, people with disabilities like this is unacceptable. Come on, America. Here's another one. Trump wins North Dakota. Imagine that. Yes. And this is an indigenous person that wrote that comment. Imagine that Trump would take North Dakota, or Kevin Cramer, being that here we are polluting indigenous people and continuing their genocide right here in North Dakota. And yet, people in the state have refused to accept this. Morton County has been violating people's rights left and right. Here in Fargo, we've been watching Cass County Sheriff Laney doing the same thing. And what have we done in North Dakota to respond to the hatred right here in our state? Nothing. So is it surprising that we would elect Trump? Not to me. Elections result got me thinking it's Armageddon. What parallel universe is this where evil and hate can win? People that are driven by hate banding together to create more evil. The evil has always been here, guys. You're just seeing it right now. Here's somebody else. Just in case that orange-haired STD wins the election, I want to be on the record. F Donald Trump. He's a jerk who should be exported to some third world country where he's forced to fend for himself. I disagree. Please do not export your trash to other countries, because that is what he is. He is racist trash. And third world countries already have enough problems from Donald Trump and all the other administrations of this country who have exploited them. So please do not send them more pain. Here's somebody else. He said, for all of you that have been touting Trump as a business person, the crashing of the Dow in hours after trading on the mere prospect of his winning the presidency should tell you what the business world thinks of him. Someone else wrote, I can't believe anyone let this smug expletive dupe them into thinking he cares one bit about anything other than himself. Between how tight this race is and almost getting smoked by a car on my bike home tonight, I'm about ready to give up on Americans and maybe humans in general. Come on now, it's not that bad. Humanity is still humanity. Here's somebody else that says, this is total insanity, but that so many people embrace Donald Trump, it's a political, moral, and financial suicide for our beloved nation. I agree there, Bob. I feel for our children and grandchildren. I do not understand how this man of immorality and greed can be our new guiding light. Does this mean we can all imitate his behavior, his treatment of women, his language, his attacks on anyone different? Is this the new normal? This is absolutely a path of destruction for our nation and the world. I am sorry. Yes, I agree. That is completely correct. This is what you should be afraid of, because people do imitate the leadership. This is the new normal. You made it normal for you to be a flunky who doesn't know anything, who's a racist, xenophobic, crotch grabber, and you made him president. That's what you did. So if you would have taken Brock Turner and made him president, people would think that it's totally acceptable for rapists to be president. And if a rapist lost that opportunity by being punished by society somehow, he would feel like he was being harshly punished. And a court, a lawyer, a judge might determine that he should be allowed to go free because everyone else is allowed to go free. And yes, I am describing reality in America because that's exactly what we do. Trump told us, well, Trump's wife, Ivana, told us he was a rapist. And here he is, our president. So that didn't seem to matter to most American voters. Keep that in mind. Feeling beyond heartbroken, scared, nervous, unsure. Why isn't this? This isn't our best. No, it is not. This is our worst. And that is what we have celebrated in this country, our worst. So someone else wrote, let's count the losses. Lithuania, Estonia, Latvia, Ukraine, the United States, the world economy, freedom of religion, freedom of speech, the working poor, young people, and who benefits? Trump. Yep. North Dakota said, light it, hashtag medical marijuana. There was a lot of people that were talking about that last night. We'll see how that pans out, because I believe that they've been fighting against medical marijuana. You have a very militarized police state over there, North Dakota. So I doubt that the revenue agents of your state, the police, are going to allow for people to actually be able to regulate that industry and decriminalize that industry. That's where they make their bread and butter, the war on drugs, folks. Don't hold your breath yet. Candace Shepherd says, WTF, this is so close, and even though I thought it would be difficult for Hillary Clinton to win the presidency, I am all effed up at the thought of living in a country with a fascist sociopath at the helm. Michigan, Nevada, Wisconsin, where's my whiskey drinking days when I need them? Yeah. I think a lot of people, folks, you know, I'm going to talk about this presidency and what we need to start doing about this right now in a moment. But the fact that people might be starting to use, might actually be falling into addiction if you have problems with addiction is a very real thing. And also depression, if you have problems with depression, it is a very real thing. You can go and get treatment and help for that right now. If you need to care for yourself medically for your addictions, go take care of that. It's important. Someone else says, the Emigrate to Canada website crashed 20 minutes ago, so wait until tomorrow. You have until January 20th. Come on, folks. The exodus is not necessary. You need to stay here and deal with this. Someone else said, okay, so let me get this straight. Oh, I already read this one. Orange-colored STD. We sure could use a healthy fourth estate. That would be the media. But I fear it's going to be a long time before any real journalism will be playing a part in our fading democracy. I just yelled and gave Chris Matthews the finger. They were wondering how this could be happening. Ha! They effing put Trump in the campaign for a year. Unbelievable. Good luck with your yoga and positive manifestations, people. Racism, anti-Semitism, homophobia, sexism, xenophobia are winning, and it will F you up. Yes, I believe that's true. The Fourth Estate is going to suffer harsh consequences because of this, but not if we are unafraid and undaunted. We need to stand up against this fascism in our country and say that we are taking our rights back. We still have rights. The Constitution is still valid. Just because ignorant people are running the country and don't know what it means doesn't mean that they don't exist. Our humanity is still real. Okay, another. To judge others is the work of the devil. I am no better than anyone, just as no one is better than me. Different, of course. WTBS. I love everybody. Peace and love. You know what? I do not love Trump supporters today. I do not love people that support fascism or sexism or xenophobia. I will never love hatred. But I do love people. And I do love our allies. I love our gay people, our queer people. I love our disabled people. I love our Muslim people. I love our refugees. I love our new immigrants. I love all the undocumented people that are out there that are scared today. I love all the children out there that are scared today. I love all the people that deserve care today. The people that have been terrified by this presidency. Those folks are the people that need some love today. Give those folks some love today, please. Trump is a manifestation of the United States in human form. Yes, I agree with this comment. White man, ugly, evil, racist, sociopath, warmonger, and all of the negativity this country represents. And Hillary is the female version of the United States, but does all of her evil behind closed doors. Wow, strong statement. Yeah, I believe that these leaders are a reflection of their people. Come on, folks. I mean, that is why people are concerned today, because we believe that these leaders are going to give an example to the people, and they do. And my child is saying, come on, Mom, you know what the reason is for this Trump presidency. Trump is going to win tonight because we elected Barack Obama. Because white people couldn't stand that a black person had power in this country. This is the backlash, or as they're calling it, the white lash. But the truth is that, you know what, it is because of racism, because of strong racism in this country. Someone else said a Hitler moment. Definitely, this is a Hitler moment. And if you're not scared, you better get scared. And if you are scared, you better start taking that fear and turning it into action, not apathy. Apathy is what lost this election. Here's another comment. This is America. We've been saying it, white supremacy evolves, and it's full-blown for the world to see now. If you ever wonder why I snap at white supremacy, this is why. From people of color and from white people, this is why I do not give an F if I anger people off. This is why I don't shut up. This is why I can't stand passivity or white apologists. This is what complacency looks like. It shows in your face. How many of us are at risk? Yes, I agree with all of that. And that came from a Mexican. Exactly. We've been telling you. Mexicans have been telling you. Indigenous people have been telling you. This is a very, very racist country. That's why we can't stand for even a little bit of racism, even a little bit of homophobia, fascism. This is why we are not passive. This is why we must be active. Another person says, how does one hope in the face of relentless evil? Because Indigenous people can show you how we have survived. Black people can show you how to survive. Black people know how to seek their liberation. We know how to seek our liberation. Here's an Indigenous person. He says, F moving to Canada, I'm staying right here on the land my ancestors inhabited long before America was even a colonist's wet dream. Yes, I am with you there, brother. We're staying right here. Somebody else said, usually I'm somewhat tame on social media. I stay positive. I support people. I'm encouraging. I embrace diversity and critical thought. But I just have to say this and get it out before blowing up about the election so far. How is this effing possible? Yes, I know. I know. It's hard to stay calm at this moment when you see all of this going down. Okay, somebody else. This person, obviously a Green Party candidate voter, he said, blaming Greens and Libertarian Party for Hillary's loss is silly when the Libs got 3% of the popular vote and the Greens got 1.5%. I don't think it's silly. I think we knew that this was going to happen if the vote was split, and we knew that the race was very, very tight. The polling told us all of that. We chose to ignore that because people wanted to vote their conscience, because people wanted to believe that we could just start a two-party system today. But we couldn't. There was no way we were going. Listen, we haven't been able to get rid of racism since slavery. We're still fighting against sexism today. That's why you have the orange candidate as your president. How did you ever think you were just going to enact a two-party system from one day to the next? That's what's silly. And you know what else I'd call it? I think I'd call it a little delusional. Somebody else said, if not for Jill Stein, Clinton would have taken Michigan and Wisconsin. I hope you're proud of yourselves, third-party voters. There you go. Those are the two opposing views on that one. I didn't know what to say. I don't know what to say, someone else says. God help us. That was from an immigrant. Someone else says, for the first time in my life, even respecting my forefathers who fought for this country's freedoms in the past 160 years, I don't want to live here anymore. We have elected a demagogue, exactly what our republic was formed to prevent. This is not what my ancestors died for. Too many stupid people pulling the strings, and I am done. Well, you know, if you really love your country, you can't just run away from it. You have to stay here and fight for it. Lots of upsets. Lots of Democrats in North Dakota who lost their seats, giving their concession speeches last night. It was very sad. Josh Boshay, I believe, was the only one that retained his seat. And I don't know. I don't know today because, you know, that might have still been a contested race. It was very, very close last time I checked. Here someone says, what have we learned today? We've learned that you can still get away ahead in this country, with racist, xenophobic pandering. We learned that middle-class whites, excuse me for a moment, but that's always been true. That's always been the way. We've learned that middle-class whites can't handle the thought of being treated the same way as minorities. Yeah, that's always been the way, though. We learned that a foreign country can get away with steering the election to the outcome they want in an obvious and one-sided way and get away with it. Hello, welcome to the election cycles of every third world country around you. Look to your south. People have been saying this for a long time. Nobody heard us. We learned that people will vote for a person that is universally more disliked, more dishonest, and more divisive simply to preserve their ideology. Yes, that's all true. I think that we have learned these things. For some of us, we already knew these lessons. For others of us, we are learning them with the Trump presidency. Welcome to school. Here's another one. In North Dakota, we have been living with a series of mini-Trumps in our government for a long time. Thank you. Thank you, Sarah. So we've had practice in dealing with these. Yep. From Dalrymple to Kramer to Kirchmeier. Entitled, privileged, ethnocentric, arrogant, check. Check, check. America has broken itself when we allowed corporations to rule over the people. These are the last throes from those clinging to their privilege as a new time is coming. They know that they are soon to be mixed into an increasingly diverse United States. These are the flailing attempts to resist these changes. There is a new day coming. I feel a revolution coming on. Bring it. Yes. Me too. See, that is the kind of resiliency, and it comes from an indigenous woman, that I expect for the rest of us to catch up to. This is the leadership we need right now. Another indigenous man, Mexican man, says, "This just goes to show that the American educational system has failed us since 1988. I think going back even further, actually." Don't forget the boarding schools. Someone else says, "I'm trying to figure out how to explain to my children and stepchildren that a misogynist, racist, fascist demagogue has been elected president of the United States of America with the support of some of their family and their friends." Yes. Hey, here's how you tell your kids that. We knew that all of our friends and family were supporting Trump, and we didn't do more to stop them. Because we thought, oh, well, we'll just cancel their vote. Y'all just cancel each other's vote, and he won by a very small margin. That's what happened. And he says, "I got nothing. I know. I taught blank, I won't say her name, how to subvert her fifth grade teacher into losing his bleep. He was a mean, loud, and callous individual. Sound familiar? I guess it's time to dust off those lessons and up my game. I will not go quietly into the night. I believe in a country that is built on freedom of speech, expression, and assembly. I believe it is every person's right to speak out and be heard. My voice may not be able to change anything, but I would prefer that people hear one voice of dissent rather than the chorus of silent dissent." Yes, all of you who remained silent, now is the time to use your voice. Because silence equals violence. I've been telling you this for a long time, folks. You didn't think it was possible or true, but here it is. This is an organizer. This is what she said. "I can't. I am sick to my stomach. I know we're all in disbelief. I can't sleep. I don't know what to do with myself. I know you are all with me. I'm scared, deeply, truly scared. We always knew we lived in America, a country founded on slavery, genocide of Native Americans, but now they are armed with their white supremacist leader and full ammunition. They won't be hiding their white hoods anymore. They're no longer dormant. Of course, they weren't in many parts of the U.S. He and they will be out for us, the collective us, Muslims, people of color, immigrants, queer folk, poor folk. Our material conditions are at stake in a big way. We continue to organize, to rise up, to fight. We must be united and fight this hate and this fascism." Yes, I am amen to that. we do. This is what someone posted that Neil deGrasse Tyson said, the scientist. He said, no jokes tonight. Do not laugh and look away. Watch this. Stay here. Burn this into your memory. Wake up tomorrow. The fight will await you." Uh-huh. Exactly. Exactly. That's exactly what we have to do. This is from Cat Black. I didn't catch all of it, but here's part of it. "I've always been a very optimistic person when it comes to this country. Today has shown me what America really is. I no longer feel any slight patriotism or optimism for this country. I'm disgusted, hurt, and scared for myself and for, honestly, everyone. This has taught me that it genuinely doesn't matter how underqualified a white man is. White supremacy dictates that he will always be seen as the best choice, to the degree where every people who know that he isn't will still feel safer with him by virtue of his whiteness. I am so sickened, hurt, and distraught. This election confirms something I really didn't want to believe. We haven't progressed at all." I agree. We haven't, but we have to admit that in order to change. And it says, "Obama was the fall guy. He was the minority candidate that everyone could blame, and they will continue to blame for decades. I knew that when he was elected. Seeing people early vote someone in that is so objectively terrible is actually confirming that for me 100%. Mm-hmm. Yep. Well, hopefully it's confirming it for a lot of other folks. It's wake up day. Today is wake up day, okay? And that will be the last one for today. Let's start talking about the election. And folks, I was prepared for this. I've been preparing for this for a long time, I guess. Even knowing how horrible the situation was going to be once Trump was elected. Even seeing the writing on the wall and realizing that the majority of people in America, especially white Americans, are kind of oblivious to the depth of the racism in this country, the xenophobia in this country, the sexism, the rape culture in this country, the Islamophobia of this country and all of the ugliness that this country has been holding just below the surface in its citizens, in the people that live here, amongst all of us, that they would underestimate that many of Hillary's supporters, that many of Bernie's supporters, that many of the supporters of either or any other party, whether it was Stein or anybody else or Johnson, were more likely to have things in common with Trump supporters than they were to have with Hillary Clinton. And that is why, ultimately, she lost. Because we are more ready in this country for more of Trump and more like him. Y'all weren't crying when you elected Bush, one or two. Y'all weren't crying when you were going to elect Sarah Palin as the vice president along with John McCain. I was horrified during those elections. I was watching going, oh my God, this country is going crazy. And each successive presidency has been more and more frightening. I remember being a little kid when Reagan was elected and seeing all the racist rhetoric just rising and rising and rising. This has been a slow boil. As a Mexican, for me, each successive presidential election, be it a Democrat or a Republic, has been a slow boil of sadness and fear and, oh my God, like what will we be subjected to next? But for the majority of the country, everyone was just calmly going about their day, but going on with their lives. And you know what? Believe it or not, after all of what's happened, after everyone is having their freak out about the fact that Trump really was elected, they're also going to try to go back to their lives as if nothing happened. Because that is what addicts do. Even after you have to use the Narcan on them and tell them that they almost lost their lives this time, that they're literally on the brink of death if they do not go to rehab and change their ways, most of those folks are still not going to believe that they have hit rock bottom. They're going to want to go and cope the only way that they know how to cope, which is going right back to the smack. And I hate to tell you this, America, but I believe that many people out there are on the brink of doing that. This is not the time to do that. This is a time for a national, perhaps an international intervention with America. There is 4 more years ahead of you, America, but you can do something right now. As the zombie apocalypse is gathering around you, yes, you have a Republican president. You have a Republican majority Congress. You're going to have a Republican majority Supreme Court. This is a gift that keeps on giving decades into the future of pain. What has been done to this country with Trump presidency is a gift that will keep on giving. Forget Black Friday. Your shopping starts now. But here's what's going to really matter when the rubber meets the road. Here is what's going to matter. Whether or not you take this moment as a real wake-up call. Wake up right now. Wipe away the tears and wake up. I mean, we're not 4 or 5 years old anymore where the devastation of losing our whoopee means that we're curled up in a ball on the floor and we can't go to bed for a week. We are adults. We are Americans. We need to just look at what happened for what it really is. This is who we are. We are a country that has deep problems of racism, Islamophobia, sexism, rape culture. You know who's been saying that for a long time? Do you know who's been ringing the alarm and telling you that our police forces are too militarized and too brutal, that the repression is too much. Black people, brown people, they've been telling us that for a long time. Native American people have been telling us for a long time that we need to listen to them, that they have the answers as the people that have been most repressed, as the people that have fought for their liberation the longest, that they can lead us the way out. They have the Underground Railroad. They have already been following it. They have already been trying to survive for 500 years. Now is the time to start listening to those folks. Standing Rock is still standing in solidarity. The fact that Trump was elected or wasn't elected wasn't something that it was forefront of their mind. They were worried about their survival. And this is what this is about, folks. It's about survival. Some of us look at what this presidency meant to us in a different way than those of us out there, especially you white folks out there. I'm not saying that you are not in shock, in disbelief, and that you're not sad because Trump is president, that you are not worried about your Muslim friends or your gay friends or your black friends or your Mexican friends. But imagine what your Mexican friend feels like, what a Mexican crossing lines feels like. What does it feel like to be black in America today? What does it feel like to be Muslim? What does it feel like to be a woman? You feeling grabbed by the something today? What is it that people are telling their children today? People are crying and telling their children, their little ones. The white little children are scared. I heard from several parents that tell me their children are terrified. You should be. Those white little children still have a full range of emotions. They haven't been numbed by complacency and capitalism and the belief that everybody's good and that we have to be nice in the face of oppression and that we have to accept people like Trump and agree to disagree with them. There's a lot of crazy things being said by folks last night, and I wanted to address some of those things today because I believe that we have to rally behind each other. This is not the end of the world. Every other president that came before Trump that was just millimeters different in their racism, Trump's just open about it, folks. Here's what bothers people out there. I've read a lot of your comments today, and you're saying things like, you can't believe it. You just can't believe it. First of all, let's start off with all of you who were caught by surprise and are now leaving the country. I want you to put down your bags right now and listen to me for a minute. Just for a minute, okay? Stop packing. First of all, the Canadian website for immigration to Canada was crashed last night. So I'm pretty sure they're locking up their borders. They don't want all of the white folks and the American folks who were ignorant enough to vote this man into office jumping over their border and going up and messing up their country. So put your bags down. You shouldn't be thinking about running away from your problem. This is your mess, America. Come back in here into your room and clean this mess up. You're not going anywhere until this mess is cleaned up. Black people can't run away. Indigenous people can't run away. This is our continent. This is where our ancestors came from. The mess you make here, we have to clean up. You need to stay and clean it up too because you made it. And second of all, for those of you who are trying to explain to your children today that there are still good people out there and that there are still good, you know, you're trying to talk them down. I understand what you're trying to do. You are trying to tell Billy and Susie that life is still good and, you know, they still have good friends at school. And their Muslim friend that they play with is not going to be put into a concentration camp tomorrow. And that their friends Maria and Juan are not going to be rounded up and deported tomorrow. That they're still going to have gender-neutral bathrooms that they can use if they're a queer or a trans little child. But do not dismiss the real fears of those children and of the people of color in this country who have a legitimate reason to feel terrified that Hitler 2.0 is going to do that to people in this country. The opposite of love is not hate, America. The opposite of love is indifference. I'm not scared that a bunch of Klan-wearing outfit people come marching down the street and start hanging black people by nooses and calling me a spick. That's not what I'm afraid of. I'm afraid of redneck Ron down the road who voted for Trump because he was genuinely concerned about the national security of this country. I am terrified of Sally the Supremacist, who genuinely feels that Muslims' religion is to hate Americans because it is the seemingly benign ignorance and the indifference to your racist redneck uncle who told you he was going to vote for Trump, who you figured his vote wouldn't count anyway. You were going to go nullify his vote with your vote. So you went and voted for Gary Johnson or Jill Stein. Here's the problem, folks. The problem is you're scarier to me than the Klan-wearing type of racist. Because you can see the Klan-wearing type of racist coming. You know what he's going to do. He doesn't really have any new games. All he knows how to do is repackage the same type of hatred and fear and sell it to a new generation. It is those of you who have been naive enough to buy it that terrify me. So here's the truth. The truth that we need to tell our children. The truth that none of you want to admit because all of you believe that you're good people and you had parents that taught you better and told you not to see the race of someone else's skin, taught you how to be colorblind and kind, right? You were raised by good people. Let me tell you something. Racism is institutional. It's not a personal choice. You live in an institution of white supremacy, of male supremacy, of patriarchy. We live in a capitalist system, an oligarchy. You need to tell your children the truth. Begin today. Start ripping off that band-aid of lies. You have been unblinded. Last night was your wake-up call in all its horrific glory. You got to see your next president for what he truly is. He is a hoo-ha grabbing, racist, xenophobic, anti-Muslim, anti-black fascist. That is who you elected as your president. And just like in the Brexit, the dollar is falling, the NASDAQ is plummeting. People are legitimately packing their bags and leaving the country. There are many people even in this community, who have legitimately said, without any kind of, you know, joking about it. They're leaving. They won't be here. They said they refuse to live in a country under a Trump president. And they're going to go. They're going to go. And you know what? All I can say is how mighty white of you. Because you can run away. You can hop on a plane. You can go to Europe or some other country that you find more appealing and less oppressive. And you can run away from the decisions of a majority of white people just like you who made this mess. And that's what white people tend to do in the face of these isms that they neither want to confront nor clean up themselves, is to run, to play the blame game. At least I'm not as bad as that person. You know what? The at least I'm not as bad as Trump people were the Hillary people. And look where that got you. The Bible says, because you are neither hot nor cold, because you are lukewarm, I will spit you out. That is what all the liberals of this country are. They're lukewarm to racism. They're racism light. They're okay with the little racism, but because you are okay with a little bit of racism, because you are okay with a little bit of pollution, a little bit of climate change, a little bit of destruction of the earth, a little bit of war, a little bit of xenophobia, a little bit of anti-Muslim hating, all of that has led you to where you are. Now you have the Republican president that best represents the majority of the people and the thinking of this country. And that hurts. That stinks. That makes you feel ashamed of your country. I saw many of you posting that you are ashamed to be an American. Good. Let that sink in. Let the feeling sit there. You know when you get rid of a bad habit? You know when you hit rock bottom and go to rehab? When you realize that you are there, that you have hit rock bottom, and that you need help. You need help. White people, the time for the superiority of your whiteness. Male people, the time for the superiority of your maleness, of your patriarchy dominating this country, have come to an end. Straight people, the time for your heteronormativity to rule what we do and how we think and how we behave in this country has come to an end. We need to recognize that these things are sick diseases that we need to eradicate from our communities right now. Like literally at this moment before they continue to destroy us. Here's the diagnosis, America. You just found out you have cancer. It's stage 4. Okay? You can either aggressively attack this cancer, or you can go on a cruise and enjoy the rest of your days. You can go watch a cat video. But unlike the scenario where just you have the cancer, the whole country has the cancer, the whole world has the cancer. The world is dying because of people like Kevin Cramer that were reelected in the state of North Dakota. The country is dying because there are people that are willing to put profits over lives, over clean drinking water, over a real justice system that serves everyone equitably. We are willing to fight wars rather than educate our children. We are ready to build prisons rather than to give people care, medical care, mental health care. We are ready to force people into conversion therapy rather than giving women the right to get an abortion. We are a sick, sickly disturbed country. If you cannot see the cancer that is standing before you, if you do not recognize the disease right now and do something about it, you and the rest of this country are doomed to die. And all of us with you. This is the moment of reckoning. This is that hard conversation that you have to have with your children. This is that tough love moment when instead of you letting your child throw their umpteenth tantrum, you sit them down and you tell them, I'm sorry, but you need to go and take care of this problem right now. I'm here for you, but I'm not here to coddle you. We cannot continue to support people who are a little fascist. You know, last night I heard this message a lot. Right now we're very divided, Americans, but tomorrow we have to hold hands and sing Kumbaya. Are you kidding me? Do you know how many people I have unfriended throughout this election? I had the good fortune to see who the fascists in my midst are. I now know which people believe that Muslims are terrorists in my own community. I know who the people are that hate Africans. I know exactly who the ones that are transphobic are. And I certainly know who the ones that don't appreciate Mexicans being here are. I know which ones are the ones that believe that climate change was an invention of China. I know exactly who the anti-vaxxers are. Why? Why would I just immediately go and refriend those crazy people? I believe those people need to be shamed, shunned. They need to go get treatment or they need to leave the community. We can't have a sick person that is willing to cause that much harm just meandering through our community without us calling them on the carpet about what they are doing, about how they are putting other people in harm's way. I am not willing to do that. I'm not just willing to agree to disagree about my humanity, about my civil rights, right? That would mean that I cease to want to be an American, that I cease to believe that I have any constitutional rights in this country. And that is the opposite of what I am going to do. Because I am an original person of this land. I am a First Nations person of this continent. My people have been here for tens of thousands of years. And they have survived a genocide unlike any that human history has ever seen. And we're not going to go anywhere. We're going to continue to resist and we're going to continue to survive. One of the sayings of my people was, they buried us, but they did not know that we were seeds. This could be your moment of seeding, America. You could be seeding into your hearts a new way of thinking, of seeing, and of being. You could start today by starting to tell the truth. Every single facet of lie around you needs to be torn down. Every inch of it. In your schools, where I heard many teachers were crying today or had their tears welling out of their eyes because they were going to have to triage the souls of all the little children in their classrooms who are terrified today. You can start by telling them that the curriculum in their school has lied to them about the entire history of this continent, of this country, of the indigenous people of this land. You can start by looking right in your backyard, North Dakota, and looking at the people that are about to be poisoned by Governor Dalrymple, by our Congress members, Hoven and Heitkamp, people that are terrified of the fact that they're going to have their burial sites desecrated, that their people's bones are going to be unburied. This is when you can turn to that emergency that is right there and have an appropriate emotional reaction that you failed to have when you needed to not elect Donald Trump. Start beginning this new movement by rectifying the wrongs in your midst. Start telling the truth about our justice system. Start holding your police departments accountable. Start looking for ways to impeach those who you elected incorrectly into office to hold them accountable. for everything that they are going to do. That tell them that they have to be accountable to every single one of the people in this country, not just to those who voted for hate. That's where you can start today. But you can't run from this, and you can't hide from this any more than we can. Some of you are worried today that you have to go back into the closet. And if you are a white queer person, maybe that is an option for you. But for queer people of color, there is nowhere to hide. There are some people you should remember that can't just divest themselves of their personhood. People with mental disabilities, people with physical disabilities, women. They can't just hide from the misogyny and the ableism and the heteronormativity or the homophobia and the transphobia that is going to follow them in the years to come, that is going to be ramped up, the hatred that is going to be ramped up in the days to come. If you are truly terrified of what is going to happen to your vulnerable citizens, your black and brown citizens, your Muslim citizens, if you're truly concerned about your gay citizens, your trans citizens, your disabled citizens, then you need to start to protect them today. No more wishy-washy decisions about, well, we don't need to make them a protected class because the market deals with things on its own. People are good to their core. We don't need to impose those kinds of rules. Well, you were wrong about that. Look around you. We do need to. A lot of you are sitting there thinking, I guess what we learned about this election is that you can be a xenophobic, hating, blah, 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 and still make it to the highest office in the land. Where have you been? Living under a rock? This country loves to celebrate mediocrity. That's all it has ever done. It takes a country of people that truly do not understand their history, who built all of their wealth off of rape, murder, genocide, and theft of other people's labor and land, and then propped themselves up as the supreme rulers of all humanity to say something that short-sighted on the eve of this election as Trump was being elected. Because that is everything that this country has done. But you can start to undo it now that you see it too. Now that you see that that is indeed what this country represents, that a person that lied about their education, that lied about their business, that lied about the colleges that they went to or founded, that lied about his wife's immigration status, that lied about everything, that lies constantly to you, that can not stop lying, a pathological liar, a fascist, a racist, the guy endorsed by the Ku Klux Klan. That guy is your president. And the guy that thinks that trans people should have conversion therapy, that guy is your vice president. The people that believe that women should not have the right to an abortion, even if they are dying, those people are now running the country. Okay? You need to let that sink in and think about all of the times that you thought that this could never happen to you. That you would never be touched by this, that nothing that Trump did would ever affect you. I know, right now, you want to prove to yourself that that's still possible. I know, because that is a human reaction to being traumatized. You want to find the silver lining, okay? I'm sorry, I'm here to tell you there is no silver lining. There is no silver lining. You need to face this with the rest of us. You can't go hide. I'm not telling you not to have a hot toddy today. I'm not telling you not to grab your whoopee and go and curl up in a corner and cry for a few hours if you need to do that. Take the day off. Like I said, the one thing we can all agree on is that The day after Election Day should be a federal holiday and none of us should be forced to go and do anything or talk to anybody. Because it's going to be hard. And let me tell you the people I really don't want to talk to. I do not want to talk to Trump supporters. I am terrified of Trump supporters. I'm not going to befriend them. I'm going to hold them accountable. I'm going to continue to let them know that they're a part of a society like the Ku Klux Klan that I will have nothing to do with. The light and the darkness are not supposed to be together. They cannot be together. If you bring a candle into a room, the light ushers away the darkness. And the Ku Klux Klan and Donald Trump are the darkest things about this country that it has been able to unearth other than fossil fuels, which are destroying it. That is what we have unearthed. That is what we have brought out. And I'm not going to have anything to do with that. If there is a cure for the zombie apocalypse, if there is an inoculation for those Trumpites, then maybe that's what we need to look for. But I'm not going to coddle them and tell them that they can be an acceptable part of this society. Unless we all agree that we want to live in a fascist country now. And if that is where we are headed, then I want to know exactly who my friends are and who my enemies are. So I'm going to continue to do what I do every day as an Indigenous woman in this country. I'm going to keep fighting. I'm going to keep spreading the truth. I'm going to keep dismantling institutions of hatred, dismantling institutions of patriarchy, of white supremacy, of heteronormativity, and I'm going to keep working with the only people who understand the path to survival and liberation better than anybody in this country. Indigenous people and Black people. I'm going to look to those folks for leadership. I'm going to start listening real closely to what they have to say. And you know what? I suggest if you care about the future of this world and the future of your children and your lives, if you really care about all those Black and brown people, then you need to get off the fence. You need to start supporting Black Lives Matter. You need to go stand at Standing Rock. You need to save the water of this earth. You need to support protecting the classes of the transgender and queer people that are going to be attacked in this country. You need to help pass laws that will make it a protected status for all of the people that should be under protected status. People of color, people of different faith and religions who are going to be attacked. You need to start working on those things. You can't be half-hearted about it anymore. You can't sit on the fence. You can't wait to see which way the wind is blowing. You just had a hurricane, and we are right now in emergency management. This is a real state of emergency. So, Americans, my fellow Americans, take the time you need for self-care today. Tell the people around you who are scared that you love them, but remind them that we're going to be all right. Remind them that we've always survived and we're going to keep on surviving. And we need to let the folks around us, especially the white folks, our allies in this fight, who are going to fight against the problem that we all now have before us together with us, that in order to do that effectively, they need to get out of our way. They need to start listening to us and they need to start following what we tell them we need for our liberation, because you know, Black liberation is also white people's liberation. When Black people fought for civil rights, they gained more rights for white people too. When they fought for affirmative action, they helped more white women get jobs than Black people did. When they fought for any kind of services, when they fought to have the right to feed children in school, everybody got school food, lunches, and free food programs in schools. So what is good for us, what is good for Indigenous people, what is good for Black people is always going to be good for the rest of humanity. Think about these things. Start creating a plan for our survival, not for us to go back to sleep, not for us to go right back to our old habits, our bad habits in America of going back to sleep, slipping back into the matrix, and forgetting what we really have facing us today and for the next 4 years and for generations to come because of the ramifications of what a Trump presidency will have on the Supreme Court. As always, I welcome all of your ideas and thoughts about this topic. I would love to hear from you. Send me your comments and questions. Your messages can be left at my call-in line at 701-566-0917. You can also tweet me at @media_PPP. You can email me at Cindy@kppfm.com, or you can email Duke@kppfm.com. You can also follow us on social media at 88.1 Fargo Moorhead, Mexi-Can, and the People's Press Project. Thank you for listening to this hopefully important and timely message to my fellow Americans about our election of a Trump presidency. Keep your chins up. Keep praying. And love yourselves and love other people today. Thanks for listening to Mexican Crossing Lines.